Here we are at Zoomtopia 2023, and I'm here with Brandon Knight from ZoomCX. Welcome, Brandon. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Great. Well, we've just left the keynote on day one of Zoomtopia. Absolutely fantastic. Lots and lots of innovation, specifically in the contact center space, all the CX stack, lots of kind of AI-induced innovations and that kind of thing. But I really want to kind of just step back from that for a moment and kind of just understand a little bit more of the background story with Zoom Contact Center and the kind of CX piece. You know, why is Zoom pouring so much in time and investment into the product, specifically into the CX piece?
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that question, because I actually asked that question myself when I first came here. When I heard about the Contact Center and the CX build, I actually reached out to Eric, believe it or not, and I asked him. I said, why are we doing this? Why is Zoom doing it? I figured that was the best resource for me. And his response still resonates to me today. His response was he felt that the existing availability of product to the customer, the infrastructure was tough, it was clunky, it was hard to use, and he felt it was too expensive. And he felt that those were things that Zoom could address. And he actually reminded me of why he started Zoom in the first place, because he was, in his mind, the video products of his day were hard and expensive and difficult to use, and he wanted an easier video product, and he just sees this as the next evolution. He thinks there's an easy way to do this, and I agree with him, because that's what we're doing now.
And you've been doing it for quite a while. I suppose 18 months in the making is the contact center product?
Yes, 18 months in the making, but a lot more developed than most 18 months products. We have something internally we call the speed of Zoom. Most people will hear about 18 months and you think, it's probably got about 20, 30, maybe 40 features, and it's growing. We're actually well over 500 features in the product suite for the contact center, and we're putting out between 15 and 30 a month. So it's very exciting, actually.
And from a results point of view, kind of, tell us more on that. How's it going? I suppose, how are you selling the contact center piece, and how's that going through your channels?
Yeah, so we sell direct and indirect, and that's been a pleasant surprise. The trusted advisor, the partner community, the channel has really taken to this product. But the best part about this, and I'll shamelessly admit this myself, I actually even underestimated, as someone coming from the outside in, I underestimated the Zoom brand. We're finding the biggest success is amongst existing Zoom customers that have and love our meetings product, our webinar product. They now have the phone product, and the contact center product is a natural evolution for them, and it's all in the same interface. So there's nothing really from the learn. It's just a different click.
And I totally get that. And, this integrated, unified solution, between UCaaS and CCaaS is something we've seen, more and more in recent times. I mean, what components or features are really resonating on your customers the most?
I think what we're seeing the most, and everyone's probably gonna think the same thing, but it's really the ease of use of the product. So we have different industries. We have the healthcare industry that's really taken to the video portion of it, right? Because as we know, we went through COVID and everyone couldn't get to a doctor. They couldn't get to a clinic. So being able to interface visually with a medical professional really, really kind of made the product take off and skyrocket a bit. The fact that, like you mentioned, that it is unified. So you have business users and contact center users on the same platform. So if I just have the Zoom phone and somebody else has the contact center, we're seeing that. I think those are the biggest drivers. The unification of the product and the use of video when it applies is really driving is driving our customer base right now.
It's really exciting coming out of the keynote today. More and more features always being developed from Zoom. It's unbelievable that kind of the pace that you're going at, and a lot of this is directly connected into I suppose the contact center piece, but what we're seeing more and more of is AI, isn't it, infused across the portfolio or the platform. What can we expect to see from Zoom ongoing, do you think?
Yeah, actually, that's probably the most fun for me, believe it or not, because there's a bunch of guys who are, in my mind, what it looks like to me is they're just sitting around playing with AI. They're just trying to figure out how can it be applied. You know, we have the conversational AI and the chatbots and the things that everyone's used to, right? But we also have the AI companion, which helps on the back end, helps the agent be smarter, helps people with their meetings, right? We have the IQ, which is summarizing meetings and stuff like that. But some of the coolest things are what these guys are just thinking of. How can we infuse AI into every aspect of the application, every part of the CX suite? And that's what's exciting for me. So you see things like our workforce management product that we actually called workforce engagement because of the different things that it does from traditional WFM, right? We have the, like I said, the AI companion that we know works with meetings and summary, but we're looking at how it can work with agents, how it can listen in on phone calls and look at databases and advise the agent on what that person's probably talking about. And then even go so far as to use our generative product to say what you should say in response, you know, how to articulate. So that stuff's really cool to me. I mean, as a person who's been in a contact center like 30 years, to see the evolution of it and to see Zoom embracing it holistically, not just saying, well, AI fits here or AI fits there. And I do have to say this, being someone in the industry and being someone who has run contact centers, I think it's absolutely phenomenal that Zoom has agreed to offer the AI companion product at no additional cost. A lot of companies, I think, are trying to capitalize on the fact that AI is exciting and it's new and people want a part of it, so they're willing to pay for it. But I love the fact that Zoom is like, nah, everybody should have it. It shouldn't be something that like only people that can afford to have. So I love that aspect of it. But you're going to see more. You'll see it infused in more of our products very soon.
And it's not the Zoom way, is it, to develop a complex product, you know, complex products that's hard to use. So I expect adoption, you know, is going to be much faster in the Zoom contact center kind of category than, you know, versus your competitors. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree completely because it's already in there. And it's like I said, that's one of the things that even I admittedly underestimated when I came in, is that the ease of it being in that same application that people are used to, right? It's funny because everyone can use Zoom, right? Kindergartens know how to use Zoom now, right? Because everybody had to use it. So knowing that, you know, you either click on meetings or phone or chat or contact center or AI and it's all in the same place, it's exciting. And there's some other things coming. You know, we talked about the docs that's on the horizon. That's coming for next year. We talked about some additional things that are coming in the workforce management product later this year. So it's all AI driven. So it makes for a very exciting time to be here, for sure.
And can we expect to see you at the top right-hand corner of the Magic Quadrant for CCAS next year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is my goal. It's funny because we get asked about that. And of course, one of the criteria for Gartner is volume. So we would get there on feature set and functionality and stuff like that. But there's a revenue level that we haven't hit because the product is so new. But We're quickly approaching that number, so I'm very excited. I'm very excited to say that I'm pretty sure the next time it comes out, we'll be there.
So there's a second Zoom boom coming, and it's in CCAS.
It's definitely in CCAS, yes. And it's no offense, but it's probably going to make the first Zoom boom of video meeting look like nothing.
Great to meet you. Thanks very much. All the best.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.